Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sludge, What Stops Us from Getting Things Done, and What to Do About It by Cass R. Sunstein is a concise nonfiction work in public policy and behavioral science about the everyday frictions that block people from reaching goals and accessing services. Sunstein uses the term sludge to describe unnecessary administrative burdens, such as confusing forms, excessive documentation, long waits, and complicated procedures in both government and private organizations. While such hurdles can look minor in isolation, the book argues they impose real costs: wasted time, depleted attention, reduced take-up of benefits, and avoidable harms that fall hardest on people with fewer resources. Positioning sludge as the counterpart to nudges, Sunstein reframes bureaucracy and customer experience as problems of choice architecture that can either enable or obstruct. The purpose is not merely to complain about red tape, but to offer a practical reform agenda, including ways to measure burdens and systematically reduce them while recognizing that some friction may be justified for purposes like accuracy, security, or fraud prevention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining sludge and why small frictions create big harms. Sunstein treats sludge as a general category for unnecessary or excessive obstacles that stand between people and what they are trying to do, whether that is claiming a benefit, completing a transaction, or exercising a right. The book emphasizes that sludge is often invisible to those who design systems because it is experienced at the user level, the extra step, the hard-to-understand question, the requirement to appear in person, the repeated request for information that an organization already has. A core point is that these burdens are not evenly distributed. People with limited time, unstable work schedules, low cash reserves, disabilities, or limited access to reliable internet pay a higher price for the same procedural demand. Sunstein also highlights the psychological side complex processes can trigger confusion, procrastination, and abandonment even when the outcome is valuable. That helps explain why sludge can reduce participation in programs and opportunities that exist on paper. By framing sludge as attacks on time and attention, the book links administrative design to health, economic security, and dignity, not just convenience. Secondly, sludge versus nudge choice architecture that obstructs or enables. A central organizing idea is the contrast between nudges and sludge. Nudges, associated with behavioral economics, are small design features that make beneficial choices easier without removing freedom. Sludge is the mirror image design features that make choices harder, sometimes by accident and sometimes by incentive. This comparison matters because it shifts attention from individual willpower to system design. If a nudge can increase beneficial behavior by simplifying a form or setting a helpful default, sludge can suppress the same behavior by adding steps, uncertainty, or delay. Sunstein uses this lens to broaden what counts as policy intervention. Reducing sludge is not only deregulation or cutting services, it can be a targeted improvement in how rules are implemented. The book also notes that organizations may create sludge strategically, for example, to reduce claims, discourage cancellations, or limit access to costly services. Seeing sludge as choice architecture clarifies why measurement and accountability are needed. The burden itself becomes a policy variable that can be adjusted, audited, and justified. Thirdly, administrative burden and unequal access to benefits and rights. Sunstein argues that sludge is one of the most practical mechanisms through which inequality is reproduced. Eligibility for a benefit or protection is not the same as receiving it. When the path to enrollment requires multiple documents, repeated recertifications, or long waits, people who would qualify may fail to complete the process. The book discusses this dynamic in familiar contexts such as taxes and public benefits, where complicated requirements can prevent people from obtaining money or services that lawmakers intended them to have. Sludge can also function as a barrier to participation in civic life when procedures are unnecessarily time-consuming or difficult to navigate. The broader claim is not that all requirements are illegitimate, but that designers must confront the real-world effects of the burdens they impose. In Sunstein's account, the harms are both material and moral: the material losses from missed opportunities, and the moral injury of being treated as though one's time does not count. That dignity focus distinguishes sludge reduction from purely technocratic efficiency. Fourthly, when friction is justified, accuracy, safety, and fraud prevention. An important nuance in the book is that some sludge may serve legitimate aims. Verification steps can prevent fraud, protect privacy, improve safety, and ensure that benefits go to intended recipients. In some settings, a pause or extra confirmation can guard against impulsive or dangerous actions. Sunstein therefore treats sludge reduction as a balancing exercise, rather than a blanket call to remove all procedures. The practical question becomes whether a given burden is proportional to its benefits, and whether there are less costly ways to achieve the same objective. For example, if an agency needs certain information, it may be possible to obtain it through existing records rather than repeated requests to the user. If identity verification is necessary, it may be possible to offer multiple channels rather than forcing in-person visits. This part of the argument positions sludge as a design problem. With ethical constraints, the goal is not maximal speed, but justified process. By insisting on explicit justification, the book encourages organizations to stop treating burdens as the default price of doing business. Lastly, sludge audits and radical simplification as a reform toolkit. Sunstein's main proposal is a systematic approach to identifying and reducing sludge, often summarized as conducting sludge audits. The idea is to measure administrative burdens in concrete terms, such as time, steps, complexity, and dropout rates, and then use that evidence to prioritize fixes. A sludge audit shifts the perspective from internal compliance to user experience. What does a person actually have to do? How long does it take? And where do people abandon the process? The book promotes simplification as a serious policy instrument. Examples and public discussion of the book highlight that some programs achieve high participation, partly because enrollment and record keeping are streamlined and supported by this administering institution rather than delegated to the individual. In the private sector, the same logic appears in efforts to reduce customer friction. Sunstein frames these changes as achievable clearer forms, fewer required fields, better defaults, reuse of existing information, shorter waiting times, and better digital and in-person pathways. The broader takeaway is that improving administration is a substantive reform, not mere housekeeping. In conclusion, sludge is best for readers who care about how systems actually work in practice: policymakers, regulators, public administrators, legal and behavioral science audiences, and leaders responsible for customer or citizen experience. It is also useful for anyone who has felt the cumulative weight of forms, cues, and confusing processes and wants a vocabulary for explaining why those obstacles matter. The intellectual benefit is a clean framework that links administrative design to outcomes like take-up, equity, and trust, while treating dignity as a core metric rather than an afterthought. The practical benefit is a reform orientation that is easier to implement than sweeping institutional change measure burdens, demand justification for them, and simplify where benefits do not outweigh costs. Compared with many productivity or self-help books, Sunstein keeps the focus on institutional friction rather than personal habits, arguing that failure to complete tasks is often engineered by procedure. Compared with broader governance critiques, the book stands out for offering a concrete tool in sludge audits and for connecting behavioral insights to administrative reform without requiring radical changes in law. Its lasting contribution is making the hidden cost of bureaucracy legible and actionable. If you would like to support CASR, Sunstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.